Let's put our living stereo stylus in this groove.
Hey, Voice 2 pals, what y'all doing? So, it appears that the way we talk affects how people perceive you, as in the mere way that you sound like. This brings us to the topic of accents. I absolutely love spotting different accents. Whether it's in videos or in real life, it just brings me so much joy. And just so you know, notable shows and movies off of the top of my mind that have accents that are not the typical American accent are How to Train Your Dragon, because the adults in it have Scottish accents. And the movie Leap Year is set in Ireland. There's your adorable Irish accent. And then there's the new Netflix original Ginny and Georgia, where Georgia has that Alabama Southern American accent, and the Indian accent in Three Idiots. And then there's all the British shows where you get that posh British accent. And of course, there are a bunch of different accents from all over the world, and apparently, accents affect perception. Check it out in our sentence of the day. Even when we're talking to someone in the same language, our body language, tone, pitch, and accent convey information beyond what we intend. 即使以相同语言交谈，我们的肢体语气、音调与口音透露的讯息比我们想象的还多。那我们再回到我们句子之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tip。我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 accent。那我们第二个发音重点是 intend。intend。那我们再看一次我们的句子吧。Even when we're talking to someone in the same language, our body language, tone, pitch, and accent convey information beyond what we intend. 好，那我们现在就进入我们的 vocabulary。那我们第一个 vocabulary 是 pitch。Pitch 是一个 noun， 它的意思是水准、程度、音调。这边有一个例句 ，Your pitch is a little off. Could you lower it a bit? 你的音有点偏调了，也就是走音。你可以调低一点吗？所以刚刚有讲到 ，when your pitch is a little off， 就是当你的 pitch 有点 off 的时候，就是指你走音的意思。那我们再看几个。Pitch 的形态 ，pitch 另外一个名词的意思就是推销。它不是指说推销那个动作，而是你推销一个产品或是一个人的内容。所以如果你要send a pitch to someone 的时候，就是你要传送一个推销文，可以说是一种文体，只是可以可长可短。那pitch 还有动词意思，那就是衔接刚刚讲的那个推销，这边推销文，那这边 pitch 如果当动词用的话，就是直接是推销的意思。那 pitch 还有一个动词意思就是头或是扔或是直的意思。通常你会听到有人说I pitched the ball， 就是我丢那颗球。所以如果你有看 MLB 的话，或是有看棒球的话，投手就会叫 pitcher， 就是这个原因。好，那我们第二个 vocabulary 是 convey。convey 是一个 verb， 它的意思是表达、传达思想、感情或想法。那我们先看到一个例句 ：Nora could never understand what the art pieces are trying to convey。Nora 总是无法理解画作想表达的含义。那 convey 有几个同义词，第一个同义词就是 express， 就是表达的意思。所以 通常 expression 就是表达的方式。那还有表其他的表达意思是 communicate， 通常你有听过 communicate 的人都会想到哦沟通，所以沟通其实也可以当表达的意思。那我们最后一个同音字是 impart。 好，那我们最后一个 vocabulary 就是 intend。 intend 是一个动词，它的意思是打算或计划。那这边有个例句，He intends to propose to Mary and make her his intended. 他打算和 Mary 求婚，让她成为他的未婚妻。那这边前面有一个 intends， 就是我们刚刚讲的打算或是计划。可是最后他最后句尾这个 his intended 的话，这边其实是当名词使用。Someone's intended 就是某人的未婚夫或未婚妻，就是 in someone you intend to marry， 所以就变 someone's intended， 是一个习惯用语，所以是一个名词。那一般，可是一般的 intend 的名词形态是 intention， 就是意图或是打算。那如果是形容词的话，就会变成 intent， 就是专心的或是专注的意思。And there you have it. On a final note, my opinion, for what it's worth, is that your accent doesn't really matter when it comes to learning a language. A lot of English language learners I've come across care a lot about their accent and put in a lot of effort to quote and unquote correct it. But I think what's important is you are able to communicate. Focus on sharpening your communication skills first and foremost, because that's ultimately what's important when it comes to languages. Because languages are there for communication. So don't forget to leave recordings and enjoy your day!